From Tidbits on November 8th, 2010, this is Take Control of Safari 5 Documents Apple's Web Browser by Michael E. Cohen. It was just over 7 years ago that Apple made Safari the default web browser for macOS 10.3 Panther, and in that time it has matured into a standards-compliant, multi-platform, feature-rich powerhouse of a web browsing application available to users of Macs, Windows, and Apple's iOS devices. At various times and in various venues, Steve Jobs and others have unveiled new Safari features and capabilities, but there was never a really detailed account of all that Safari could do until longtime Mac expert Sharon Zardetto unveiled her take on the browser last year with her book, Take Control of Safari 4. Now she has tackled the latest version of Safari in the just-released and richly enhanced Take Control of Safari 5, which provides even more insights, advice, tips, and tricks for users to take advantage of, learn from, and enjoy. In the 136-page Take Control of Safari 5, nearly 50 pages longer than the previous edition, you can gain practical knowledge, such as how various trackpad and magic mouse gestures work in Safari, what to do about cookies, and how to obtain, manage, and safely use the flood of Safari extensions that developers are turning out at an accelerating pace. Sharon provides useful, practical ways to keep track of and readily use bookmarks and browsing history so you can always find the pages and information you've been looking for. The book even dives beneath the surface to offer insights into the operation of Safari's JavaScript Nitro engine and how the browser supports the emerging HTML5 standard. In its pages, Take Control of Safari 5 provides the answers to many questions, including, how do I load 6 pages at once? Now that I've loaded 6 pages, how do I best work with them? How do I bookmark a page I want to return to? How do I import Firefox bookmarks? I'm a pack rat. How should I organize and access my bookmark collection? I forgot to bookmark a great page I saw yesterday. How can I find it again? How can I read a multi-page web article without clicking to switch pages? I hate that. How do I find the word marshmallow in the text of a huge web page? Assuming it's there, of course. How do I erase my history to keep my housemate from snooping through it? Where does Safari store website usernames and passwords? Help! What do I do when a stored password stops working? How do I use Safari to read RSS articles from different sites? How do I install the My eBay Manager extension? And how can I turn Safari into a clipping service that grabs RSS headlines from different sites when they mention certain topics? Times have changed since the days when Apple had to rely upon the kindness of Microsoft to provide Mac users with a web browser. There are now a number of capable browsers for us Mac users to choose from, and sometimes it's easy to overlook the one browser that comes bundled with every Mac. Sharon's book, however, reveals just how much web browsing goodness we might miss out on if we did. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Smile and the Data Rescue Center. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, Twitter, and Facebook, visit us at Tidbits.com. I'm Adam Angst, and thanks for listening.